Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Glad that you are with me. We are at SEC Media Days in Atlanta. I'll tell you the story again on another recording, but the reason why the aesthetic in the room is not as good as what we have on the radio show. In years past, when I've done these podcasts with you guys, they have had us, or they have allowed us to hang around like where everything happens, like all night. They've had no issues with letting people in. Not the case this year. Once the radio show ended, it was like, you got to go. We're shutting the place down. Nobody's allowed in, all that stuff. I assume it's because of the sheer volume of expensive equipment hanging around. But still, so no aesthetic for the podcast. You just get my hotel room. But that's okay. This podcast, by the way, is going to be my conversation one-on-one with Ole Miss wide receiver Caden Lee. I also got to visit, of course, with Austin Simmons and TJ Dottery. Great conversations with the three of them. In this one, will be Caden Lee on this edition of the podcast. It's brought to you in part by Toyota Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotabrookhaven.com and exit 40 in Brookhaven. They will take care of you. They'll also give you $1,000 on me, $1,000 off on me, if you just tell them that I sent you any in-stock new Toyota. Great in-house in-house financing, especially on the new Tundra. Really good, nice-looking truck. And they will take care of you. They will handle the car buying experience delicately, because it's a delicate process, and they know that because they will deliver for you at Toyota Brookhaven. Also, Priority One Bank, they make you their priority every day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. And finally, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. That's the website. If you're a Mississippi business and you're in the market for office technology, anything from copiers and printers and mail machines to cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is, if it's tech, if it's in the office and you need it, absms.com. That is the website, Advantage Business Systems, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Caden Lee, you'll hear in a minute, really impressive receiver for Ole Miss. That group of receivers, I think that at this point, I would be surprised if that position group as a whole is not better than it was a year ago, in part because Trey Harris, you know, was not healthy, and Juice Wells just, you know, wasn't what the expectation was for him. There's a real chance that with Caden Lee and DeJon Stribling and Trey Wallace, and then the depth that they have built at that position paired with the group of tight ends, that the pass catchers for Austin Simmons in this offense, there's a real chance that they're dramatically improved from what they were a year ago. We shall see. You will see my conversation right now with Ole Miss wide receiver Caden Lee, and that will end the podcast as well. So when the interview ends, that discussion will end as well. So enjoy my conversation with Caden Lee, and I will see you guys on the next one.
Sports Talk Mississippi from SEC Media Days in Atlanta. This segment brought to you in part by Covington County Hospital. Michael Borky and Ole Miss wide receiver Caden Lee with you. And I'll tell you the same thing I told Austin. I was walking by earlier, and somebody described you as flying under the radar this year. And I was like, oh, 900 yards worth of passes. That's not flying under the radar, but that is the narrative around here. What do you think about that?
You know, I just like to come in, be a silent assassin almost. I don't like to say too much. I just like to go and just let my playing do the talk.
So you're transitioning from Jackson Dart to Austin Simmons, and I got a lot of questions about that. The first one, though, what's the biggest difference between catching a football from a right-handed quarterback and a left-handed quarterback?
I would say it's completely different, honestly. The ball spins different. You got to learn how to track it in the air different. But Austin's been there with me now for 2 years, so I've been able to just practice with him in the offseason.
That's
so
interesting. The spin, was that difficult at first, though?
A little bit, but, you know, you make the adjustment.
Yeah. So it does the offense flip as well, like plays for certain things?
Certain things, because if Dart's rolling out to the right, Austin's a lefty, so roll out to the left. But he's talented enough to make that throw to the right, so we can really do both.
That's so interesting. So is that something that even, like, the linemen have to work on? What is the transition between just the sides of – or the arm that the quarterback uses?
I mean, both quarterbacks have tremendous arms, but Austin is like a cannon, so you can really do whatever you need to do.
So what have you learned in particular from Jordan Watkins? I'm sure you've seen his time so far in San Francisco. I mean, his quarterback just keeps talking about him and how impressed he is with him. What do you think about Jordan Watkins in particular and what you've learned from him?
I've learned a lot from Jordan Watkins. The first time that I took my Ole Miss visit in high school, Jordan Watkins brought me in. He told me some things about the school, some things that I liked and why I needed to come here. And then I came here and he became like a big brother to me, just kind of showed me the ropes. And I'm not surprised he's doing really well right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that like your player comp or what would your player comp be?
You know, that's hard. I like to just be myself. I don't really like to compare myself to people, but I don't really know.
I asked the other two the same question. I'll ask you. Everybody likes to talk about how good a player is at something. What is the one thing, though, in your self-scouting that you thought, I've got to improve in this area of my game?
I feel like a big thing from last year was just yards after the catch would be a big one for me, and I had to get a little bit bigger. You know, I put on 15 pounds.
15 pounds, wow.
15 pounds. I finished the season really light last year, so I focused on that hard this offseason.
How do you gain weight?
Eat more.
Because us around here gaining weight's a different thing than you gaining weight. How do you do it?
You got to eat the right things. You can't just go to Chick-fil-A and get milkshakes.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff
go to,
like
go
that.
To Chick-fil-A and getting milkshakes sounds awesome.
It does, but you got to do that on vacation, not during certain times.
So it's not just about, you know, putting on pounds, but you working with trainers and stuff like that. What are those conversations like? Because again, for us gaining weight, it's easy, just eat more. But how do you guys approach that? And how much time do you spend working on your body?
You have to spend a lot of time, because a lot of people say gain weight and then you might gain weight, but it might be the wrong weight. Mm-hmm. And as a receiver, you know, I need to stay fast, quick, so you don't want to gain weight and then become slow. So there's a lot of things that go in with like gradually doing it. You don't want to jump 15 pounds in a week. You want to do it gradually over the course of the offseason. So it's a lot of talking that goes into it.
So aside from the weight component, how do you improve in yards after the catch?
I feel like just making it a mentality, you know, just focusing on that. I feel like I'm a visual guy, so if you just show me this and tell me what I need to do, I feel like I'm going to improve on that. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to avoid taking hits as best you can too, right?
Yeah.
There's an art form to that. So Eli Manning, you know who that is, of course, but later in his career, the second he would feel pressure, he would just sit down in the pocket. Like, he would just be done. Like, you're not touching me. Mm. Obviously, you don't want to do that, but, I mean, is there an art form? Like, do you work even with defensive players to, hey, this is how I need to avoid a tackle or avoid the hit being difficult? Is that something that you practice?
Yeah, we do a lot of ball security drills, and we do a lot of form tackling drills at Ole Miss. So, you know, we're just focusing on how to try to stay healthy the best ways possible.
What is your relationship with Lane Kiffin like?
Yeah, I feel like we have a really good relationship. I mean, he's definitely a player's coach, and he's one of my favorite coaches. He is my favorite coach, honestly.
I talked to Austin a few months ago and asked him if Lane had taken him to hot yoga, and apparently he had.
Yep.
Have you done the hot yoga trip?
I have.
What's that like?
It is. Have you done it yourself?
I have not done hot yoga.
You got to try.
I can't even, like, I'm so inflexible, I can't even really touch my toes.
It's a mental battle. He'll stand in the back of the class and he'll turn the heat up even higher than what it's supposed to be, and then you'll be in a plank. And for like 30 seconds, and you'll see him in the back doing jumping jacks. You're like, you're supposed to be in a plank. So he's all over the place.
And then, you know, behind the scenes, what is one thing about Lane Kiffin that most people don't know?
I feel like people kind of see him as like a – he doesn't really talk. He's kind of like serious sometimes. I feel like he's a big goofball a lot of the time. I mean, he's a player's coach. We'll have coaches out there doing one-on-ones, throwing water bottles at each other, and it's just an awesome atmosphere.
Yeah. A lot of people have made a lot out of that one drive against Georgia where Austin Simmons comes in and is just surgical and you score a touchdown and the game settles down, you win the game. What else can you tell us, though, about Austin Simmons that shows that he's ready for this?
The fact he's finished college as a 19-year-old.
College graduate.
He is very smart.
It took me 4 years after my 19th birthday. To graduate college. So
that's awesome. But, you know, he's so smart, and it really shows on the field from his knowledge, being able to read defenses and coverages. So it's awesome.
And I asked him as well, but from your perspective, you guys appear to be pretty close.
Yeah. You know, we came in around the same time. I was a little bit earlier, but we've just been able to build a relationship off the field as well as on the field. Just been able to pick each other's brains football-wise and not football-wise, just to create that chemistry.
A lot of new faces in the receiver room. We talked about Jordan Watkins, who was he played like 20 years of college football by the end of last season. But you're the vet now. You're the guy that's been in the room. You're the mainstay. What do you and what have you done to bring in these other guys and make them feel, you know, not only welcome, but part of the team? And what have you done? to help
you
them?
You know, I feel like a big thing that I've tried to focus on is just what Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins did to me going out to eat with the new guys. We'll go out bowling sometimes. I'll definitely win, but we'll go out bowling
sometimes. So Daughtry said that he beat you guys, that he was the best. That's what he said.
We'll have to have a conversation about that after this. But, no, just being able to do things outside of football, just to be able to know how to pick each other up on the field.
What's your group message like? Who's the most active in the group message, in the wide receiver group message?
Definitely our receiver coach.
Yeah, of course, naturally.
But I would have to say probably Deuce Alexander or Caleb Odom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deuce Alexander, the Wake Forest transfer.
Yes, he's done a really fantastic job so far.
So what's that like? You guys brought in a bunch of guys. Mm-hmm. And so not only how have you helped them acclimate to Ole Miss, but, I mean, how do you have so many guys that have experience and in the pedigree and make sure that everybody's happy in that room?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like it's just, like you said, building that bond off the field, you know. But also, like, let's say I play four plays and I need a breather, and then somebody comes in, is able to just pick up right where we left off. You don't really have any drop off. So I feel like a lot of teams will just focus on a core two, three guys, and then if they have to come out for a breather, there's a drop off. I feel like there is no drop off with us.
And in that offense, I mean, if you're capable, you will eat. I mean, they receivers over the years, their numbers, I mean, including yours, have just been outstanding. Tell us about a few of these guys, though. Like DeJuan Stribling, what's he like?
You know, he's from Hawaii, so you get a very chill, relaxed vibe from him. And he's different.
And then Trey Wallace from Penn State.
He's more so like myself, doesn't really talk as much, but he's good to get to hang around. He's good to go bowl with or anything, go eat with. Good friend.
Now, a lot of people in my business have talked about, well, you know, the money, the NIL, the house settlement is going to become a problem within locker rooms, that, oh, this guy's making more than this guy, and suddenly there's an issue. How much do you guys guard against that, and have you felt that that has been a quote-unquote issue within a locker room, the varying degrees of compensation you guys are getting?
I feel like that goes into the guys that we recruit, and I feel like we've done a really good job recruiting the guys that are not really focused on that. We're just focused on going 1-0 and just being the best team that we can be.
So not disruptive is what you're saying, that it's not really internally, because externally everybody talks about how awful it is, but internally you guys don't have an issue with it?
No, sir.
Interesting. Really good, of course. When you're not playing football, when you're not studying film, when you're not working, what do you do?
I'm actually really big into disc golf. I don't know if you know what that is.
I do, actually. I play, you know, the boring version of golf with the clubs and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like disc golf is a really rare one that not a lot of people do, but I got into it in COVID with my friends, and I've actually become pretty good at it.
Yeah? Yeah. Like, have you ever played in, like, a competition or a local tournament or something? Did you win?
I did not.
You got to put in more work.
I thought I was good, but those guys are a different level, but I'm pretty good.
What else?
Disc golf. I like to go to the beach a lot, spend time with my friends and family, but really just train, honestly. Mm-hmm. Everything kind of revolves around football. How can I fit training in here, there, things that I can do to just improve my body.
How much film would you say you watch in a week?
And during the season?
During the season, during the off season. How much film are you watching right now?
Well, right now I'm really just focusing on looking at myself, things that I feel like I could improve on going into next year. How did I get off the line? Was my release good here? Could I have caught the ball better here to get upfield, get more yards after the catch? So just focus on things that I feel like I could work on going into this next season. But during the year, just scouting teams, I feel like probably it feel like it never ends. You know, we'll watch film with the coaches, but then you got to do it by yourself as well.
Yeah. All right. What is the one thing that you are most excited about this year?
Just packing the vault, man. Seeing the fans back in the stadium. I feel like we have one of the best atmospheres in college football. I feel like it's highly underrated, but our fans do an amazing job.
Didn't always used to be that way, but watching Georgia's offense be unable to communicate at all on that field, that's a new thing. It wasn't like that 10 years ago.
Yeah, and then this year you'll even see the fire extinguisher we'll have on the sideline. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, love that as well. Thank you so much for your time, man. Good luck.
Sir, I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Sports Talk Mississippi, that's Ole Miss wide receiver Caden Lee. We'll be back.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.